Cotton growers from across the Beltwide were in Cary, North Carolina earlier this week, taking part in a tour put together by the Cotton Board. They were able to see their dollars at work at Cotton Incorporated's research facility. Cotton is grown in 17 states in the country, and 16 of them were represented at this tour, including the three we cover here in the Southeast, Alabama, Florida, and Georgia. I talked with growers from each of our states, including Scott Saucer from Frisco City, Alabama, who told me the tour was a wonderful experience.
We have learned a lot about where our cotton goes after it is picked and baled and shipped. A lot of marketing goes into it. A lot of people that you didn't think get involved in it. And like I said, it's real interesting, especially as far as the imports and exports of it. What surprised me the most was how competitive cotton has got to be to keep up with all the textile industries, the synthetics, crops and polyesters and all that.
Saucer said the information given made him realize even more how global of a crop he's growing.
What you're growing doesn't stay here. It goes everywhere. It's a part of the whole world, you know. They showed pictures of Hong Kong, Japan, Australia. We're all having to work together to make this industry work.
And he said he understands much better now where his dollars actually go. Another person on the tour was Dexter Gilbert of Malone, Florida. And when I asked him what he thought about it all,
I'm amazed, really amazed. Never been to this level. See where the cotton goes from the gin. I mean, just amazing, the technology and all that good stuff, what goes on here at Cotton Incorporated.
And Gilbert, seeing how global the industry is, learned one thing for sure.
Do the best job I can with quality on my cotton. We think about yield, but quality is real important also.
And he also felt his dollars were really going to good use. I was also able to catch up with Terrell Jones from Lumpkin, Georgia, who said he too gets a better feel of what his dollars are doing.
I do. They've got a lot going on, and we're very impressed with it. Just the capabilities that they have in their research labs, the yarn spinning and fabric knitting and the whole nine yards. I didn't realize it was as in-depth as it was.
And if talking with someone down the road who had a chance to take this tour, what would he tell them?
I would absolutely recommend it.
And as a matter of fact, that was pretty much the answer from all three, is that's what the Cotton Board designed this tour to do, to give cotton growers a better understanding of all of the aspects of what happens once each bale leaves the gin. Randall Wiseman, Southeast AgNet.